We're going with the calf raises now for you. So if you just get on the edge of the... that's it.
Corby's swap program, helping people swap their lifestyle for a healthier one, seemed to work for some. Joyce Sterling used to attend the Swap Health and Lifestyle Centre on Stevenson Way in Corby.
I went from absolutely hating the gym with a vengeance and being over 22 stone to not minding the gym, and I lost just over 6 stone in 11 months.
Ted Greaves used to run the Swap programme. He explains why it was important in Corby.
Corby people are one of the highest rates of people that smoke. There's over 60% of the people in the town are overweight or obese. There is a lot of people in town that don't take any exercise at all. And we have the highest rate of deaths in the county for smoking-related diseases, for cancers and for heart problems.
Government funding of the SWAP programme has now ended. Ted Greaves and his business partner Sam Burton have set up a new gym using £20,000 of their redundancy money. But being commercial, they can't offer a free service to people who need to change their lifestyles. Elizabeth Stewart has been referred by her GP, so she doesn't have to pay for the time being. She says it's different to most gyms.
Other gyms are a bit worried if you've got something wrong with you. I don't know how to put it. Like, years ago, I went to a gym, and when I got there, I was lucky if I got about 10 minutes. I was just on a treadmill, you know, like a little slow walk, and that was it, and then you were out the door. And I said, there must be something else you can find me to do, that it's in within my limit, and they didn't want to know me. They're either not trained or they're frightened in case something happens.
Sam Burton is Ted Greaves' business partner in the new Swap gym. She and Ted believe the lack of a publicly funded Swap programme means people are not getting the support they need to change their lifestyles, and the health of some people in Corby could be getting worse.
When we had funding from the government and the council, we was able to offer a lot more. With it running as a business, you know, we haven't got that power to just go out and do classes. We've got a hall hire and stuff like that. So half of what we did deliver with the SWAP programme has now stopped, and a lot of people are missing out and still phone us now and says, you know, we want to go and do chair aerobics and things, but unfortunately we're not in the position where we can afford to pay for community centres as well as run the building. People who don't want to come to health and wellbeing centre, there's not much else for them.
What do you think will be happening to the health of some people in Corby?
I think the health's going to go down and it'll get worse. You know, we was building that up, and we, you know, when I worked for the council, we're very proud of what we did and how the health of people was improving. But now without that, it's going to go back to square one. It's a shame.
The gap of the rich and the poor is going to widen. The rich will get a little bit better, but their life expectancy will rise. And at the moment, you'll find that if you look at the trend, the poorer people, it was slightly rising, and now it's probably plateaued and will start to fall. So the gap will widen even more.
Health is a big priority. If people haven't got the health, what else have we got in Corby? Nothing.